David, your thoughts on tonight's win here at Windsor Park?
Pleased, happy. I thought the performance was as good as it could have been, coming off the back of, you know, the run of games that we had. I thought the level of performance and the energy and probably the attitude of the players needed to be spot on, and it was spot on. We got good goals at good times, and you know, we went on and won the game quite comfortably. So we take care of ourselves. We try and win as many games as we can. We're coming to the nitty gritty part of the season where you know, you know, people are looking at the top of the table. So we look forward to it. And I've always said it through thick and thin and tough times and whatever else. There's a good core group of players on there, and with you know, good lads in the dressing room. They're hungry now to, you know, to go and be successful again this year. I say we look forward to the challenge going forward.
So many positives, so many different scorers, clean sheet, you know, really sound performance from minute one to the end. You know, and Warren Point had just beaten Crusaders, so, you know, they're a good team.
Warren Point had been coming off the back of, as were Cliftonville on Saturday, by the way. Paddy McLaughlin, I didn't realise until after, had got manager of the month previously. Barry Gray's done a fantastic job down there at the minute, so on paper you look at teams and you sort of think, well, of course Linfield should win, but you don't get points for having a better team or being better or higher in the table, so you have to go and beat them. And we, as I say, I thought the players' attitude tonight was spot on. We've a long way to go now in the season. We're getting to the nitty gritty part, and you know, probably the unfortunate thing tonight was probably one or two injuries. I know Kyle McLean was probably a wee bit more serious in the first half, probably to be assessed. He did, and he has left on crutches, so that'll be a disappointing one, because Kyle's been a fantastic player for us this year. With Stevie Fallon missing, Conor Pepper went off with a niggle into the second half, and again, as you've seen tonight, we had six on the bench. We're missing Ross Largan, Stafford, Munzinga, Mark Hawkey. So probably slightly worrying tonight, albeit on a positive note that we won the game and whatever else. We had six on the bench, and probably people are asking sort of the reasons and questioning why, because obviously we get COVID tested on the Thursday night. We sign it off, the club doctor and Terry Hayes and Paul Butler, the, you know, the medical department, and when they're signed off, that's basically you done the next Thursday. So you can't sort of bring in some of the younger players out of the Swiss, because A, they're not training, and B, they've not been COVID tested. So for anybody worrying or wondering why we had nobody else on the bench tonight, that's the reasons why.
And it becomes a race then to get all those players that you mentioned fit for Saturday.
Yeah, it is. And again, when you're playing Saturday, Tuesday, Friday next week, it's a tough ask for the players. So again, there's been some indifferent performances and results or whatever else at times, but you know, I've got to hand immense credit to the players at the minute, the way they keep playing, they keep trying to win games. There's going to be knocks along the way. Everybody at Linfield expects Linfield players, whether they're here for a week or 6 months, or as in Jamie's case, 15 years, they keep churning out and keep demanding results and performances. So we'll keep trying to do our best, Andy, going forward.
It's the second of four home games in a row, and home advantage is something we've got to drive home going into Saturday's game against Carrick again.
Yeah, again, you know, our level of performance at home, going back to, you know, the start of last season, where we lost one of our early games against Coleraine when we were on the run, the European run. You know, our home form's been pretty good. I think Glentoran is the only team to beat us here. We lost a League Cup game against Coleraine, but apart from that, they've more often than not delivered at home. And I'd say Saturday, we'll not look too far ahead from Saturday. Carrick caused us problems up there 4 or 5 weeks ago. We dropped a couple of points. We did underperform in that game. That was one of the games where you can look and say, well, the level of performance probably wasn't what was required, certainly, to win up there. So we'll need to improve on that on Saturday.
Well done tonight, David, and obviously all the best for Saturday and another huge game hopefully at the top of the table again.
Cheers, Andy.
Cheers, David.